The following program has been sponsored by the Ahmadiyya Muslim Community, Canada.
ترجمہ ہے یقیناً مسجدیں اللہ ہی کے لیے ہیں بس اللہ کے ساتھ کسی کو نہ پکارو.
Associate anyone with him when you call on Allah. This is the teaching acting upon which the Jamaat Ahmadiyya builds their mosque and attends it for worship. Our mosques are an emblem of Allah's unity, and they must be so. And acting on this teaching after a long time, with the grace of Allah, Allah is giving you an opportunity to build your mosque tomorrow. May Allah so destine that you are enabled to complete the structure quickly, and may Allah so destine that those people who have promised to contribute towards this mosque, they may be able to fulfill their promises. And those who have not taken part, they should be quick to make promises. And may Allah make the completion of this mosque beneficiary of all those prayers. And those who worship in it should be beneficiary of the prayers which Hazrat Abraham and Hazrat Ishmael, peace be on both, had prayed while raising the foundation of Kaaba. And may your children and children after children, adhering to righteousness, should come to this mosque. And may your mosque in the footstep of the Holy Prophet sallallahu who had built a mosque, may your mosque be counted that it is raised, its foundations are raised on righteousness, as was the mosque of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His mosque is so full of blessing that the testimony, Allah has bore the testimony of its foundation being raised on righteousness, as it says in the Holy Quran that this is the mosque whose foundation was based on righteousness from the day one. The mosque had built the walls unbuilt bricks or clay, and their roof was made out of the palm leaves and which used to leak and would make the floor wet. And when those who did their worship in it, who were righteous, they used to have some clay on their wet clay on their foreheads, but that was also a sign of their righteousness. Those who did their duty to God and those who did their duty to mankind, they used to sit in that mosque and used to deliver a commentary on the Holy Quran and used to listen to that commentary. The pious and righteous people who came there, who used to attend the mosque to advance their righteousness and their piety, and they were restless for this aim, and none of their act was such which was not loved by Allah and loved them, because they were restless to worship God. They were restless so that they could hear the words of the Messenger of Allah, who was the most beloved Prophet of God. The piety and the righteousness of those people have been borne by Allah in a testimony, as he says, فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَّحَّرُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّحِّرِينَ. That those who attend the mosque are such who desire that they should purify completely. And Allah loves those who purify themselves. So, if we have to build the mosque, and we have certainly to build them, and if we have to populate these mosques, and inshallah we will have to populate them, then we will have to have this thought and this reflection and thinking that our mosque should also be built in the footstep of the mosque of the Holy Prophet, whose foundation was raised on righteousness. And those who attended the mosque and who came to worship there and sit in it, their focus was one and only God. And they never called on anyone other than one and only God. Even the hidden idolatry has been removed far at a great distance away from them. And by they were restless to act upon all commandments of Allah. That is why Allah has borne the testimony of their righteousness and their piety and have expressed His love for them. Has the expression of Allah's love ended with them? Was Allah's treasures limited, that they were exhausted on the first people? No. The fact is that the treasures of Allah are unlimited. And so if they are unlimited, He can distribute them even today, and He does so. On the condition that a man should follow all the conditions and all the commandments which Allah has told him. He should call on one and only God, and he should purify those mosques exclusively for the worship of Allah and populate them and end all hidden idolatry from within oneself. Allah is eager to grant His servant. It is the servant who turns turns away from God. When Allah sees people coming to Him, He is more pleased than a mother is pleased when she finds a lost child and embraces the child. Today, we Ahmadi who have believed in the Imam of the time and have taken pledge to join his Jamaat, we are fortunate from the point of view that by believing in the Imam of the time and by making reformation in our character, it has been said that we will be joining the previous people. You can only take the blessings of joining these latter-day people when you will be calling on one and only God and is prostrating to Him. And by acting righteously, you will be living your life and you will be doing your duty to the rights of mankind. Your mosques should be where the speeches are delivered and dars is given to act to worship Allah, and there will be a great stir in their heart and restlessness to and eagerness to worship one and only God. May Allah enable every Ahmadi to become a sincere servant of God and to follow righteousness, and they should build the mosque with the intention that they have to gain Allah's pleasure so that they should also share from what has been mentioned in the hadith. Hazrat Usman bin Affan had decided to extend the mosque of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and some disliked it. What they wanted was that this mosque should be left in its original condition. Hazrat Usman said that I had heard the Holy Prophet ﷺ say, "Man bana masjidin lillahi banallahu lahu fil jannah." Mislahu fil jannah, that whosoever has built a mosque to win Allah's pleasure, Allah will make him a similar home in paradise. So every Ahmadi must keep this aim in view. When the foundations of the mosque are being raised, he should have in his heart that he has to win Allah's pleasure. When he will have this motive, and this can only be in a heart which is established on righteousness. Therefore, when you will be doing financial sacrifices, your heart will be filled with the fear of Allah. And you will not be participating in building a mosque that such and such person had given so much contribution, I must also do. You will not be competing for the reason that you have to bring others low. If you have to compete, it should be with the intention that you have to go advance in piety. You have to compete with the others in piety, and you have to establish such examples as were done by the earlier people, so that you win Allah's pleasure, not just for the sake of negative competition. These negative competition cannot be based on righteousness. That is with the wrong motives. So if you have to build a house of one and only God, you will have to raise the foundations with righteousness. And it is a great favor of Allah that He has given such hearts to Jamaat which are established on righteousness, and they do financial sacrifice with the spirit that they must win Allah's pleasure. Some people come to visit me and they cry and weep and ask me to pray that we have made such and such promise for mosque. Please pray that we can fulfill our promise. And the Jamaat has expected, this is people express, that may Allah enable us to pay more than our promise. So these people who show their concern to fulfill their promises, we cannot say that these hearts are only for pretense and for show. not at all. It is, they are the people that, who want to win Allah's pleasure, that is why they are giving these financial sacrifices. And as long as they will continue to give sacrifices with this thinking, until then you and your offsprings will continue to be beneficiary of Allah's graces. Because according to the statement of Allah, Allah loves those who follow righteousness, those who desire Allah's pleasure, and those who Allah loves those who try to win His pleasure and follow righteousness. And builds homes for them and houses for them in paradise. Hazrat Uthman, may Allah be pleased with him, his statement also makes this matter clear, that to make mosques beautiful and solid is also according to the wishes of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because in the beginning the situation was not such that they could build big mosques, and when the situation was better, Hazrat Uthman extended it and made it firm. But the basic thing must be righteousness, which every Ahmadi must keep in view. The extension of the mosque of the Prophet was purely to win Allah's pleasure and was based on righteousness. Therefore, every Ahmadi must fix this point in mind, that the duty to that they must continue to do their duty to God and duty to mankind, and then they will win Allah's pleasure and will continue to be beneficiary of paradise. This paradise will be gained in this world as well as in the hereafter, as it be mentioned in the hadith. The building of the mosque should be to win the pleasure of Allah. Secondly, in this mosque you should worship Allah and continue to remember Him, as it says in a hadith which is reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira, that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, when you pass through the orchards of paradise, you should satiate yourself. Hazrat Abu Huraira said, O the Holy Prophet ﷺ, what are these gardens of paradise or orchards of paradise? The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, the mosques are the gardens of paradise. I submitted, what is meant by satiating ourselves and eating and drinking there? The Holy Prophet ﷺ, Subhanallah wa Alhamdulillahi, La ilaha walillahi, Huzur has just recited Allahu Akbar at the end. Alhamdulillah, that today, I could say tomorrow, but the day starts at the sunset. You are included in those who are going to establish a garden of paradise. May Allah enable you to build it and complete its building quickly, and with all its splendor, with all its fruit, this garden of paradise, whereas it will benefit you, it should also be seen by the world. I had mentioned in the beginning that a mosque which is built on righteousness, that is the only mosque which can be called the mosque of those who worship one and only God. Taqwa means by keeping Allah's fear and His love to act upon His commandments. His commands also include worship of God.
ہماری باتیں ہی اس وقت تک خالص نہیں ہو سکتی.
دیر از آلسو اے کمانڈ ٹو ڈو یور ڈیوٹی ٹو مین کائنڈ. اور ورشپ کین ناٹ بی پیور, اینڈ ایز آئی مینشن بفور اور sacrifices cannot reach the level of acceptance by God as long as we are not doing our duty to the creatures of God. As long as we are not doing our duty to our close relations and doing our duty to our neighbors, and as long as we are not passing our life with the thinking that we have to do our duty to the society as well. So whereas every Ahmadi has to raise the level of his worship and has to advance in his attempts to do his duty to God, he will also have to pay attention to do their duty to society. Only then we can say that we are walking on the path of righteousness, and the foundation of our mosque can be raised on righteousness. And from our minaret, according to the command of one and only God, the name of God is raised. Promised Messiah says that in the Holy Quran, all commandments it is emphasized to follow righteousness and piety, because righteousness and taqwa gives you a power to adopt piety, and it moves you towards doing good. And by putting emphasis, the secret is that taqwa is a strong fortress to save you from satanic thoughts, and only then man can save from such quarrels where other people fall in and are reach near to their destruction. So this is the admonition of Promised Messiah, and he says that the taqwa gives you a power to do good. So if your level of fear of God and love of God will be such that if you have even a minor thing which goes against Allah's commandment should develop deep fear in you, only then the heart will shun evil and you will follow righteousness, and you will also pay attention to doing minor good also, and you will not be even thinking of pulling people down or to spread a false rumor about against them. Therefore Promised Messiah says that taqwa has various thing, which is the arrogance, pride, and consider yourself better than others, not to avoid the unlawful, and one should save himself for self-importance, for ego, for evil acts. And if you were continue to protect yourself, this is what is called taqwa, righteousness. So if a man is saving himself from all evil, he will definitely win Allah's pleasure, and this will become a remedy for his prayer. Some people say, come to me, they say, tell us a prayer or incantation which can remove our difficulties. They are followed among the Ahmadis because they are part of the general society and have not come out of the traditions, and by not knowing the true teachings of Promised Messiah or not giving enough attention to it, or maybe they are new Ahmadis and they are not aware of it yet, and they are influenced by the society around them. Otherwise, Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu, believing in Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and if you were to follow his teaching truly, then what your duty to do to God and to others, that will work as an elixir for you. Apparently it is easy to say, but if you try to do your duty to God and you try to do duty to mankind and will continue to analyze yourself, then you will realize that they are not minor things, they are major things. So Hazur says that, that becomes a talisman or amulet or charm, and they will become those who do their duty to God, and by doing their duty to mankind they will win Allah's love. When you gain Allah's love, then what is there which they need to do incantation, or what amulet there is they have to follow. Therefore, you have to show high level of morality, raise the level of your worship. When you will attain that, you will be included among those whom Allah loves, and then you will gain His blessings, and He will show you manifestations of His special powers. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, blessed is the one who on success and happiness follows righteousness. Whenever Allah shows His graces to you, then more than before you should prostrate to Him and bow to Him and act upon His commandments. Your successes must not take you to evil, but advance you in righteousness and piety. The good circumstances, it should increase you in righteousness. The pleasure and comfort of the world had blinded people, and they do no longer desire to do piety. In our countries, they hide when they are doing evil. Here, they do openly. But the situation is the same everywhere. In such situations, the responsibility of the Ahmadi increases manifold. As I have mentioned with reference to a verse, matter which was the Latter-day people, which I have mentioned in the verse, it mentions that the Latter-day people will join the earlier people, which is in chapter Al-Jummah. It says that there will be also such people who, because of their comfort and pleasures of the world, will leave the Prophet alone, and they will not act upon the commands of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and according to his prophecy, the coming Messiah, they will not believe in him. And we who are Ahmadis, we have believed in Messiah and Mahdi, and we have taken pledge and joined his Jamaat, and now with great concern and realization, we, by saving ourselves from the dazzle of the world, by acting on all the commandments of Allah, we should follow this teaching fully, which at in the present time Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has explained to us, so that we benefit from that graces which is linked to the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Mosques are built elsewhere, they are also doing some good works, but they lack righteousness. More than the commands of Allah, they are teaching opposite to the commands of Allah. When you will see in Pakistan, you will notice this, and all this is being done in the name of God. In view of the buildings, the mosques they make, sometimes they are of a very high standard. But by not believing in the imam of the time, they are deprived of righteousness and fear of God. If you were to reflect, one is fierce that in case we may not flow in that flood. But we have a faith in Allah's promises that inshallah, according to His promises, He will continue to let such people be born in the Jamaat of Promised Messiah, who do duty to creatures and they link with the who worship Allah, and they continue to be attached to the Caliphate of Ahmadiyya and continue to be righteous, who will continue to adhere to all these good things and will never let the Imam of that time be left alone. The man then returns to ignorance. Then after belief, he will be inviting his misfortune. Let me say it again to you, that Allah has shown His mercy and graces to you. You have to express it and show it through good works. Sometimes a good situation takes you to evil. You should protect yourself and follow taqwa and adhere to taqwa. You should reflect it by raising the standards of your worship of God, by doing your duty to the creatures of God, and also keep your past in view and look at your present good circumstances. There are many such people who Allah has established in these countries and have made them manifold better than the situation previously. If you self-examine yourself, this should take you near God and also express your gratitude to Him. When you will thank God and follow righteousness, then according to His promises, Allah will also rain His graces on you and continue to increase it. As it says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. O people, if you were render thanks, then I will multiply my graces and grant you more. So if following righteousness, if you will also keep this the subject of gratitude in mind and the expression of this gratitude you will be doing by doing your duty to God and by doing your duty to mankind, and will continue to take part in the building of mosque and other financial sacrifices, you will be expressing and showing Allah's graces, and you will be presenting your sacrifices that, O Allah, you are the one we prostrate to, and you are the one who has changed our previous circumstances to better circumstances. And whatever sacrifices we give, they are very minor compared to your graces. Then if you do that, then Allah will give you more than He has given you. And there are many people who give sacrifices with these thoughts. But those who do not, I urge them to follow righteousness. You should do your duty to worship of God. And by through expression, through His graces, you should express your thanks to God, and then you will see Allah's graces raining on you. May Allah raises your level of taqwa and worship, and this mosque that you are building will be a cause of attracting many people towards it. Hazrat Promised Messiah says that if you want to increase the Jamaat, wherever you want to spread the Jamaat, you should build a mosque in that village or that city. So the mosque will be a cause of attraction for the people, but this attraction and interest should bring their attention to you and to Islam. It should also be towards Ahmadiyyat, and it will only be, they will be attracted to Islam when you will bring self-reformation. your word and your act must not be contradictory. As I have told in detail, that you should raise the level of your worship, level of your doing your duty to mankind, and all these people which will attract Allah's sight of love to you, it will also be a cause of spreading the message of Ahmadiyyat in this region, and from this point of view you should bring about pious changes in you. Those who cannot increase in financial sacrifices, they can at least advance in self-reformation. They can advance in their worship of God. They can advance in their effort to spread the message of Islam. If no one gives attention to religion in cities, you should go in remoter places, and they are people who mingle and all Ahmadis, young, old, and women, were, if they were to do seriously this work, then Jamaat can be introduced to them, and this introduction will bring them to Jamaat. And inshallah, in these regions, in Vancouver and other places where you are building mosques, the Ahmadiyyat and Islam will establish, and your introduction will gain that. This is the word spoken by the Prophet, that you should build mosque and spread Jamaat. That will inshallah be fulfilled. The condition is that with the attention, with the attachment, with passion, we should make an effort. But you must remember the fundamental thing on which is based everything, that you should establish righteousness. By following righteousness, you should mold all your actions. May Allah enable all of us. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, our member of our Jamaat should become a role model. If any type of evil life they are living, which they were living earlier, and the man who joins our Jamaat and shows a bad example and shows weakness in faith on action, he is wicked, because he gives bad name to the Jamaat and makes us a target of complaints. With a good model, people love, and a bad model throws people away. I get some letters which people say that I am not have joined your Jamaat, but by looking at some of your followers, I do assess that your teaching is based on piety, as it says in the Holy Quran, that you should remember that Allah is with those who have followed the path of taqwa, righteousness and fear of God, and who do good. So Allah says that a man's makes a ledger of man's activity. A man should also prepare a ledger for himself and should reflect how far he has advanced in piety. Man's 2 days must not be the same. If the man has not advanced in piety daily, he is in a loss. If man knows Allah and has full faith in Him, he is never wasted. But rather, for one saving him, many other people are saved. It is said about a holy man that he was riding in a boat and there was a storm. The sink was about to sink, but it was because of his prayer it was saved. And he was revealed by God, it is just for you I have saved this boat. But this is not done by just verbal pledges. Allah has promised us, inni uhafizu kulla man fiddar. There are some ignorant ladies and some people of different natures. If one were to die with the plague, then as a few people have died of our Jamaat with plague, the people have found a cause of complaint. So as Allah says in the Holy Quran, that those who believed and they have have not the joined and mixed up their faith with evil deeds because they have made pious changes. If there is weakness that harms us and people have unnecessarily a basis to complain and blame us, and therefore my admonition is you should continue to try to make yourself good example. As long as you do not become like angels, how can we say that one has become pure? Or they do whatever is commanded, they are commanded, yafaluna ma yomarun. So therefore to give up your own passions and to follow Allah's command, so that for yourself and for your children, for your wife, for your relations and for us also, you become a cause of mercy and do not give a cause of complaint to the opponents. Allah says, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. That among them there are those who are harsh against themselves, and there are some who are moderate in this, and there are some who want to advance in piety and compete with others in piety. So the two other conditions are of a lower grade. You should become those who advance further. You cannot stay in one place. The water that stays stagnates, and flowing water always remains clean. Although there is some mud under it, but it cannot affect it. Similar is the situation of man. If he stays in one level, that is most dangerous. You must always step forward. You must advance in piety, otherwise Allah does not help man. And this way a man loses light. And the final end is that one renounces his faith. So they are not doing good works. When you ask them, they haven't said their prayers, but they always find fault with the Jamaat. So this way a man becomes blind of heart, or spiritually blind. May Allah enable us, according to the teachings of Promised Messiah, who follow the righteousness, and may Allah make enable us to set a high level of our worship and advance in piety, and always winning Allah's pleasure must be in our view. May Allah enable all of us to do so. Ameen.
ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله رحمكم الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم.